And we're being joined this morning by Kay Sackville Brewer from the Greater Burlington Partnership. We've also got Marcus Chesham, Jessica Imthurn, and Stephanie Negrocki joining us. They're from the Greater Burlington Partnership's leadership graduation class for this year.
So we call it Greater Burlington Leadership, but it's a nine-month series of different programs for up-and-coming leaders in the community, people who want to develop their leadership skills, and it runs September through May. So we're almost done with this year's class. This is, I think, our seventh year doing the program.
Now, how big of a program is this? About how many people are a part of this program?
Yep, so it varies. We really don't have a maximum quantity of people that can be in the class, but this year's class is 13. Some years we've had upwards of 15, 16, 18, so it's kind of flexible, but we've got a good group this year.
So what kind of things do you do, and what do you learn in the class?
So we do different programs. Yesterday we had our public safety day and learned about all kinds of things going on in the community in that area. We have education day, government relations day. And then one of the things, and why the class members are here today, each class is develops a group project, and some of the past group projects have been the Shamrock Shuffle, Jack Hanna Into the Wild Live a few years ago, the Cracked Plastic Classic Disc Golf event, and so the class members are here today to talk about their group project.
And what is that group project?
So due to, concerns in the nation and recent events, what we elected to do as a class was to bring in an active shooter response seminar to benefit local community members and businesses and to really provide some training about what to look for and what to do should you be faced with a situation like that. We've partnered with Active Shooter Education and Tactics to offer this seminar. There'll be two sessions.
And so this is something that's still coming up.
It is. April 26th.
Yes, April 26th. There's going to be two sessions. It is at our supporter, the Pizzazz. They are a site supporter. And two sessions will be offered. So one will be from 8:30 to 11:30. And then we're doing another session in the afternoon from 1:30 to 4:30.
Okay, and so what are people going to learn if they attend this seminar?
Well, the presentation provides schools and businesses basically a hands-on approach in responding to a violent and deadly attack. Unfortunately, that's
been right. Yeah, it's been all over the news.
But providing a basic tactical considerations for survival as well.
So it really talks about, like, from within your office, what can you use around you to protect yourself and others? What first aid can happen? What should you look for as you're kind of out in the community and maybe see some concerning things? Kind of gives a historical overview of how we got to the place where this kind of training is necessary.
So I know you probably work on your project for quite a while. Was this something that that you've been planning even before everything happened in Parkland?
Yes.
Okay.
We really felt it hit home after the incident in Parkland. We came up with this idea clear back in the fall, and then it just kind of seemed like, yeah, this is really a good project to move forward with when that happened, and we knew that it was going to be kind of top of mind for everyone, so we definitely want to just bring some additional training to our community.
Absolutely. So, and you probably already mentioned, but when is this again? It's coming up here soon, or is it a ways down the road? Or
it's April 26th is the day that we're going to do the presentation. People can register up until April 19th. We are still actually accepting sponsorships from area businesses through the end of March. But people can also go and register for the seminars online, and that deadline is April 19th. So we're really opening it up to anybody that wants to attend this training. We are offering two prices for individuals. Since we are affiliated with the Greater Burlington Chamber, we're offering the price of $25 for a non-chamber member and $20 if someone is affiliated with a business that is a chamber member.
One of the reasons that we really felt compelled to do this is this kind of training is very costly. So for a smaller business or not-for-profit to bring this in is cost prohibitive. So we wanted to make something that was accessible to all members of the community to create that level of training and understanding.
Absolutely. So how long did this take to plan out completely then? How long does the class go?
The class runs September through May, and we start in the very first session in September talking about a group project and some of the activities that go into working together as a group. Communication is big. Conflict management is big. Leadership skills, you know, planning all of those details and marketing. So we start that all the way back in September. We brainstorm a bunch of ideas, and then the class actually narrows it down to their top three ideas. They pitch those three ideas to the volunteer committee. We do kind of a question and answer panel, and then they make the final decision. The class makes the final decision on what they want to move forward with. And that usually, I think, happens in December.
Okay. So that's going on then. April 22nd, you said, right?
Is 26th.
Okay. April 26th, and that's kind of the finale of the class. Is that the final thing you do?
Their final class is actually in May, and they wrap up with their graduation. So they just have to have the group project finished prior to their last class in May.
Sure.
So it's definitely winding down.
All right. Well, thanks for coming out and letting us know about all of that. That's April 26th, and Congratulations on graduating. And that's Marcus, Jessica, and Stephanie, the class of 2018 for the Greater Burlington Partnership Leadership Class.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Have a nice day.
You too.
And a big thanks to Kay Sackville Brewer and Stephanie, Marcus, and Jessica from the Greater Burlington Leadership Class, graduating class of 2018. For stopping by this morning. Make sure you check out their active shooter training event out of Pizzazz on April 26th.